Our guest analyst this afternoon, Nathan Losey with Ag Resource Company. Nathan, much better, positive-looking day here in the grains, especially in the wheat complex.
Yeah, it's definitely wheat that's leading everything. And, you know, we look at, you know, nearby Kansas City. I mean, there's a tremendous spread to Chicago, where we have July Kansas City going out around $9 a bushel today. You look at Chicago, we're at right around 660 for July Chicago wheat. So it's definitely markets paying attention to the USDA numbers from last week and the odds of a declining hard winter wheat crop in the West.
Yep, and we even have a 26-cent inverse between Minneapolis and Kansas City too. So KC wheat's leading everything.
Yep. It's been building over months. It shouldn't be a surprise to the market, but it I guess it is. And so here we are. It looks like wheat is leading the way higher. Of course, you know, the strength in Kansas City is dragging pulling everything up. The corn market put in a good day today as well. Hopefully there's a bright spot in the grain markets, and you know, we get a summer rally every year. And you know, I don't know if this is going to be the start of it or not, because weather is certainly for much of the Corn Belt anyway, it looks good. But you know, we'll take what we can get.
Yeah, for sure. And honestly, I don't know if there's a whole lot of weather premium in this market. Is there?
Not now. I mean, you look at you know, December corn. I mean, we were getting dangerously close to a crop insurance payment last week, and so it's, I guess we're thankful to see recovery there.
Yeah, for sure. Soybeans, what's boosting that market?
Well, soybean market, you know, we've seen the Brazilian basis has been the big drag here in the last 2 months. I mean, at one point in time, we saw Brazilian soybeans trading $2 a bushel under Chicago. And, you know, we're finally starting to see basis in Brazil rally. And in fact, you know, we've gained almost $1.80 a bushel here in the last couple weeks in Brazil. And as we look forward into their late summer and early autumn offers by September, they've got soybeans priced competitively with the U.S. So it looks like they did have a record crop, but they've also exported it out at a record rate. We also saw this morning a USDA export sales announcement of 100,000 tons of soybean meal that was sold to Poland. You know, it's just very rare that we get export sales announcements on meal, let alone to the EU. Usually Argentina is just cutting our throats on meal exports this time of year. And so there was a strong message delivered in that sales announcement, I think, which is that, you know, we know the Argentine crop has been ravaged by drought, and now the market's showing that, you know, the European feeders are having a tough time getting Argentine meal sourced. So they're coming to the U.S. where they know they can get it.
Yeah, for sure. How about livestock? What's going on there?
Well, the livestock market, I mean, we continue to wait for a low in the hog market. The cash index has been moving higher the last couple weeks. We had two consecutive weeks higher, which was certainly a relief. So, you know, the futures market has been very reluctant, I mean, to respond. You know, we've been trying to price in a low since December, and here we are in May, and it looks like we finally got it. And so, you know, the downside in futures now finally, of course, we're exceptionally cheap, looks to be pretty low. And over in the cattle, you know, we had cash prices a little bit lower last week, not a lot. And, you know, we still have a pretty wide spread between cash and June futures. June's at is still a historically large discount. And so that's offering some support as we look back in previous year or tight supply years in cattle and beef. You know, we tend to see pretty shallow seasonal lows, and so I think that's what the CME's pricing in. I think the message is that, you know, cattle supplies are tight, and there's not going to be a whole lot of downside here this summer.
Anything else we need to be aware of or talking about?
Well, we did have the last note, I kind of left it out in the soybeans. We had a crush report this morning that showed a record large April soybean crush rate. So, you know, we do have this this slower outlook for soybean exports this summer because of Brazil, but it looks like domestic demand is exceptionally strong. So it's overall, as we look at soybean stocks, I mean, we're still here at multi-year lows on current stocks. So I think the most bearish scenario in a lot of these markets has been fully priced in, and we just need something, whether it's a turn in the economy, indicators, or stock market. I don't know what it's going to be, but we just need a little piece of positive news, and we could get some pretty strong rallies in all these markets, I think.
Ag Resource Company market analyst Nate.